This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Some politicians are desperate to promote a view of law in court that invents rights. Whatever one wants to say about abortion, Judge Brett Kavanaugh is not someone to invent rights for special interest groups. Grasping at straws and trying to reject Judge Kavanaugh, abortion-friendly Senate Democrats may have doomed any hope of controlling the U.S. Senate after midterm elections. The new FBI report they demanded cleared the judge and found nothing to corroborate Professor Ford's story. As if Democrats hoped for more bad news, embattled Senator Joe Manchin is trying to avoid any kind of leadership. Senator Manchin says he could be an extra unnecessary vote for Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation, but will have nothing to do with casting a deciding vote. This is Life News Radio. The American experience of good citizens voting to shape the future for the sake of goodness is again being tested. The myth that my vote doesn't count destroys both humility and this simple exercise of goodness. Perhaps you can participate in political campaigns, but on Election Day this November, be certain to participate and vote. In other headlines, behind double digits in pre-election polls, North Dakota Senator Heitkamp says she'll vote no on Kavanaugh's confirmation. Despite conflicts of interest, an abortion-friendly judge continues gagging release of videos investigating the judge's favorite abortion provider. A federal district court says a city ordinance making St. Louis a pro-abortion sanctuary city is unconstitutional. And while new Irish legislation will legalize abortion and compel doctors to participate, the state of Sinaloa, Mexico may soon institute strong protections against abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.